You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, V Hawk Mahdi, and C. And today we are checking out our Attitude Year Series recap covering WWF Raw is War from September 27th, 1999, live in Greensboro, North Carolina, a night removed from WWF Unforgiven 1999. And we start out Raw's War with Vince McMahon telling the referees that the WWF will back them up, and they agree to work again. So the WWF referee strike is officially over. Next up, WWF champion Triple H comes out with China. Triple H says, I am the best in this business. I beat all five of the best in this game. I prove that they are in my league. The best thing was when Stone Cold Steve Austin was forced to kneel and count the three, counting me to victory over The Rock. It will not stop there. Stone Cold Steve Austin, you're next. The last notch on my belt of success. I will not rest until I beat your ass in this ring. That's when the British Bulldog comes out. Bulldog says, let's forget about Stone Cold Steve Austin because you and I made a deal. If either of us became champion, the other would get a shot the next night on Raw. I bailed your ass out on SmackDown. I did not come back to the WWF for nothing. Triple H says, calm down. This is plain and simple. I lied to your ass. Bulldog then tells Triple H, tonight I'm going to take your ass out. I knew you would say that. And then Bulldog attacks Triple H. Triple H lands a low blow, and China and Triple H stop Bulldog. Vince comes out. Vince says, congrats, Triple H, on becoming WWF champion. You will defend the title against who the British Bulldog screwed out of a chance at Unforgiven. You will defend the title tonight against The Rock. And that leaves Triple H pissed as he thought he had outsmarted everyone, but Vince McMahon again fucking with Triple H. We see Jeff Jarrett talking and Tom Pritchard backstage. Mankind shows up with balloons and a woman under a blanket. Stephanie McMahon and Tess are seen looking for a tuxedo at a wedding shop. Then WWF Intercontinental Champion Jeff Jarrett comes out with Miss Kitty and Tom Pritchard. Jarrett says, accept our challenge and a skank won't get hurt. An Unforgiven, you two women got involved. So now Raw, it will be the battle of the sexes. Jeff Jarrett and Tom Pritchard versus China and Deborah. Let's see if you two have the balls. Next up, we have Chris Jericho with Mr. Hughes taking on the Big Show. Jericho grabs a mic. He says, Scamrock, you should be lucky you only have a body cast. I'm a bad mamma jamma. I'm going to end the career of the biggest waste of sperm in WWF, the Big Show. So Big Show and Jericho fight. Prince Albert joins commentary. And during the match, Jericho low blows Big Show. But Big Show lifts up Jericho for a choke slam. But Prince Albert lands a missile dropkick to the Big Show. And that leads a DQ victory for the Big Show after Road Dogg attacks Chris Jericho. And it looks like we're getting a rivalry between Prince Albert and the Big Show. Next, Mankind is talking to someone, and Stevie Richards shows up dressed like Dude Love. China accepts Jeff Jarrett's challenge, telling him that if she pins him tonight, she will get a shot at the Intercontinental title at No Mercy. Next up, Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out. Austin says, Vince McMahon, bring your ass out here. Vince comes out. Vince says, I told you you would get a shot at the title. I will live up to my word. You will get your shot at No Mercy, no matter who the WWF champion is. Stone Cold says that damn well better be what happened. So Vince promises Stone Cold the title shot. Hopefully, that's what it is. We get a GTV shot of the Mean Street Posse in towels getting out of the shower. Terry comes out and they tell her she's used and she can go. So the Mean Street Posse ends things with Terry Reynolds. Next, newly crowned European champion D'Lo Brown taking on Steve Blackman. During the match, draws on commentary, and Steve lands a kendo stick to the back of D'Lo Brown. After Steve Blackman hits security Jim Dodson with a kendo stick, draws, stomps on D'Lo Brown, and pukes on D'Lo. And then Mark Henry runs down to make the save for D'Lo. A lot of intertwining things happening. Steve Blackman fighting with head security Jim Dodson. Rod's puking on D'Lo, and then Mark Henry running out to help him. Next up, Mankind comes out with balloons. Mankind says, I stayed up last night trying to make it up to The Rock after attacking him in our match. In my heart, The Rock and Sock connection lives on. Rock, please come out or I'll accept that we're dead. The Rock comes out. Rock says, Rock This, Mankind says, Rock, this is your life. And this is one of the better segments of Raw in the history of the show. Mankind introduces different people to The Rock. He introduces a sixth grade home ec teacher. Rock says she never let them make The Rock make pancakes, and he kicks her out. Then Mankind introduces The Rock's old football coach. He kicks out the coach as well. And then Mankind brings out The Rock's ex-girlfriend. Rock says, you want to serve me poontang pie? He then kicks out the ex-girlfriend as well. Mankind says, I didn't know about any of this. He then gives The Rock presents. He gives The Rock a Rock and Sock Connection shirt and Mr. Rocco, which is a sock, kind of like sock. Mankind then shows both The Rock's face on. Mankind shows The Rock Urkel, the clown, who comes into the ring. She gives him a sticker. They sing happy birthday to The Rock. And The Rock says, it's not The Rock's birthday. And then to end the segment, Triple H runs down with a sledgehammer, but The Rock and Mankind escape. So a 20-minute segment that's supposed to only last about 10, but Vince and the fans loved it so much, they let it go. Next up, WWF Tag Champions, the New Age Outlaws, come out and challenge any team to a fight tonight. The Hollies want the fight, but Kane and X-Pac come out first, and we have the Outlaws versus Kane and X-Pac. During the match, the Hollies come out and they attack the New Age Outlaws, leading a DQ victory. After Kane chokeslams Crash Holly, and X-Pac lands a Bronco Buster. We then get an interview with Fabulous Moolah Mae Young, and they say Ivory needs to learn to respect her elders. And up next, the WWF Women's Champion Ivory taking on Mae Young and the Fabulous Moolah in a handicap evening gown match. During the match, Ivory rips off Mae Young's gown, but the Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young attack Ivory, and they pull off Ivory's dress after Mae Young pulls that Ivory's hair. And it looks like the Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young want to get revenge on Ivory, and they embarrass her here on Raw. We then get another video of GTV showing Val Venis backstage stuffing himself with Rocco. We then have Jeff Jarrett, the Intercontinental Champion, and Tom Pritchard taking on Chyna and Deborah. If Chyna gets the pinfall on Jarrett, she will fight Jarrett at No Mercy. During the match, Kitty and Deborah have a cat fight, and then Tom Pritchard hits Chyna in the back of the head with a guitar. Chyna falls on top of Jeff Jarrett to get the victory for Chyna and Deborah, and Chyna will take on Jeff Jarrett at No Mercy 1999. Next up, Stone Cold Steve Austin joins commentary for the main event. WWF Champion Triple H defending against The Rock. This is a decent main event here on Raw. Austin comes in and Triple H grabs a chair. He hits the referee and he hits The Rock with a steel chair. Austin attacks Triple H, lands a stunner to Triple H. Rock hits a rock bottom. The Rock puts his arm on Triple H, but before the ref can make a count, the British Bulldog runs in and attacks The Rocks. After Bulldog hits Triple H with a running power slam, and the British Bulldog ends Raw is War, wanting to get vengeance on Triple H, and that is exactly what he did. We are next going to be hitting up WWF SmackDown from September 30th, and we are on the road to No Mercy 1999. The Attitude Era is about to head into 2000, and I'm very excited. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.